Well, we go from a good subject to something that's not so good in most people's minds. Yesterday, we were looking at the center of our affections.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're at war.
Yep.
Day 3 in our 5-day devotional with Jenny Allen, Find Your People.
So if this plan is so good for us, why don't we just prioritize this plan, fight for this plan, and make this plan unfold every day of our lives?
Two words, the enemy.
If deep, loving, intimate connection is God's goal, then the enemy might hate nothing more than for you and me to enjoy deep, loving, intimate connection.
No wonder it feels like every aspect of our lives is stacked against our connection to other people.
It is.
The Bible warns us. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, in 1 Peter 5:8.
We are called to be a community of people on a mission, delighting in God, delighting in each other, redeemed and reconciling the world, inviting them into this family.
Yes, community is to encourage you.
Yes, it is to comfort you.
Yes, it is to fight for you.
But ultimately, community is meant to open the doors wide to every person on earth and invite them into a family that exists forever with God.
And so, of course, the enemy wants to divide us. He wants to see us fighting against each other rather than for each other.
We must understand the war we are in. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, we are not ignorant of Satan's designs. 2:11. Satan knows that we have no better defensive weapon in life than having the people who love God rally around us, fight for us, and fight with us.
So how the heck are we supposed to fight terrifying stats of loneliness, the devil and his plan to sabotage connection, and the fundamental way the society is set up, and instead build what God cares most about?
You know the saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
Well, it takes a village to create a full and thriving life for us adults, too.
But this village living will not happen by accident. We'll have to build a new life.
Ephesians 6:10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
2 Corinthians 2:11, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
And again in 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Dear God, sometimes I feel as if my circumstances and our culture and my past hurts make it impossible for me to have a real connection with others. But I know you are greater than the enemy who is in the world. Show me how to fight for the relationships you want me to have. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.